start. Today's daf is daf pei. We're on daf pei. We're by the mission on daf pei. Okay. Hasocher sapara. Someone rents a cow in order lachrosh bahar, in order to use the cow and its apparatus. We turn to the cow and the apparatus, the plowing apparatus, and he's supposed to do it in the mountain. The idea that the mountain is supposedly more rocky than the valley. So v'charash babikka. In the end, he changes. The contract says he's going to plow in the mountain. He ends up plowing in the valley. Im nishbar hakankan putter. If the kankan breaks, he's putter. So what's the kankan? So Rashi sort of gives us an explanation of what's going on. He says v'chol kli hamachresha leval habakar. He rents the para, and all the plowing apparatus belongs to the owner. The na'arav holchem in behemto. And you have two people who are walking with the behemoth. They walk along with the behemoth. V'zeh och ez hadarvan, the kaveh para l'talmiyah. One, I think, is holding like sort of like the bit or something that's in the mouth, something that directs the sort of like the steering wheel of the apparatus. V'zeh holich achar machresha u'machbid hayateir bakarka. And one walks behind the plow, and sort of there's this big peg that goes into the ground. It actually plows. That's the actual plow. Umachbid hayateir bakarka. And he pushes this peg into the ground. Sheboha barzel shekorim koltra balaz v'hu kankan rasnisen. It's this metal peg, so to speak. Thank you. This metal peg that goes into the ground. That's what broke. Because it broke probably because he went too deep, hit rock, whatever reason is, it broke. So if it happens, he rented everything to use it in the bikkah. He uses it in the valley, and the kankan breaks, he's putter. But babikkah, if he rents it to the whole apparatus to be used in the valley, the charash bahar, and instead he changes and he goes into the mountain, then im nishbar kankan chayev. Then if this peg breaks, he is chayev, because Rashi says, shaharim kashim lachrosh, shehaslayim sham. The mountains are harsher, because there's more rocks on the mountain. So that's why he's chayev. Because he changed it into an area that he wasn't supposed to a place where there's more potential for damage, and it got harmed, so he's chayev. Now, ladush bakitnes, if he rented a cow to thresh or to jump on the kitnes. Kitnes are legumes, right? So the assumption is that legumes are slippery, right? Okay, right. Vidosh batvua. Instead, he's threshing with the wheat. And the assumption here is that the cow slips and falls. So if he originally was supposed to be kitnis and didn't be ketua, he's putter. Because even if he wasn't mishana, it's likely he would have slipped on the kitnis. However, ladush batvua, if he rented to use it to thresh the wheat, and he switched it and dosh bakitnis, and then it slipped and fell and got damaged, so then chayev, then your chayev, bepnesha, kitnis machlekes, because kitnis is chaluk, is smooth, is slippery. That's the halacha. So if you switched it from something that would be less likely to do damage to something that's more likely to have damage, and then that damage took place, you are chayev. From something that's more likely to do damage, something that's less likely to do damage, and then the damage took place, you're going to be putter. Consumption being, it may most likely or more likely would have happened anyway.
But isn't tefuah like grain, like kernels, also very smooth and round?
Apparently the Mishnah says that kitnis is more slippery than tefuah. So I'll answer you and say no. That's not, no. Kitnis is more slippery.
So the presumption with everything you rent to the cow, the owner would say, why are you renting the
car? Most times, you're renting a car, that's in the contract.
You go rent the Porsche and then you take it off-road.
It's in the contract. No, but here he says, Hasoch has a par lachash bahar. He rented a cow, and they agreed that he'll use it to plow in the mountain. That's the contract. So the Gemara then says, what happens, hecha delo shani be'imam min shalim? What happens if he rents the cow to do harisha, and he doesn't change it? He does exactly what's supposed to be done, but this kankan breaks anyway. So man mishalim, who pays? Remember, we had these two guys who walk along with the cow. You have the guy who's driving it, and the guy who's actually lifting and placing the peg back into the ground. The Gemara's apparently assumption is, Rashi says, the hechad lo shani ve'ein lebala parla tevola klum. The bala parla can't claim anything against the renter. The elu shayu pipula so. But those who worked for the balapara, the manhig and the ochez yated tzchirim hayu, I guess they were paid. Ezer mehen posheya b'shvirus hakankan. Who was posheya? The assumption being is that the kankan doesn't break without pshia. Something has to be done Kankan typically doesn't break. So Amar Rav Papa says, the Nakit Parasha Mishalim, the one who's the driver, I think it is, the one who's the steerer, the one who's driving the cow, would go in which direction, he is Mishalim. Rishisha Breid Ravidi Amar, the Nakit Man Mishalim, the one who's actually holding the Kankan, who's picking it up and lifting it down, picking it up and lifting it down into the ground, he's the one who is Chayev. The first man, Amar, I guess, would say, Rashi says, the Nakat Parsha, Rashi says, Mardehu Mishalim, Shelo Kiven as a Pariyafa. He didn't drive it properly. Va'ayadei She'avas Hashura Shel Ma'ana Nishbar Kankan. Because he had it, he didn't go in the right line, he didn't drive it in the appropriate areas, he didn't take him to the right spots. So he's Chayev, and the Nakat Mana, Rashi says, the Kankan is Mishalim, who would be because Shehemik Yosemi Leibaritz. Because he was negligent in where he put it down into the ground. So Hilchasan, the Lach Gemara says, is the Nakit Mana Mishalim, the one who holds the peg, puts the peg up and down, he is Mishalim. Then, the Gemara then says, the I Duchta de Michazka Gundere Tervayu Mishalim. And if it is a place that there's a Chazaka, that they're Gundere, they believe are rocks. There are lots of rocks. Rashi says, I de Machza Gundere, Shahai Yadua Lahem Bahar, Shema'ale Avonim Tsunma Vitrashim. It's filled with rocks and stones and stuff like that. And they went there. Then they are both Poshea. And they are some Tarvayu Mishalim. They both pay. Rashi says, why they both pay?
Sure,
right? Shahai Lahem Lizar Ma'od, Ubedavar Muat. Even the manhig caused it to break, and he says, "V'havi davar muta b'safik." The reason why both have to pay because it's a muta, it's a suffik as to who is obligated. Therefore, they both pay. Tosa says, "What are you talking about? We don't hold by simplest of davar muta b'safik holkin. We hold motzi mechver avaraya. If there is a suffik as to whom is liable, until the owner brings a raya as to which one, the both should be off the hook." It's mamon multiple sofik. We say it's motzi mechaver alaraya. Like a Tosos e dufta demaskin begundrei. He says perish bekuntris. We shouldn't have a sofik mi asa. He says ein nira the lo kaimelon kusumchus elakiravonon va motzi mechaver alaraya. We have a sofik have a shnei paturim. They should both be potter if it's a sofik. Which one was negligent? Ella Nira Lee, so basically the answer is going to be, they were both negligent. It's contributory negligence, both of them. Right? Ella Nira Lee, the Hacha Shnei and Pashu. Both of them were Poshea. Kevan de Machzika Bugundri, since everyone knows that there are stones here, who Nishbar Ma'od Bekal. It will break very easily. Each of them should not only should have watched themselves, but should have been watching the other person do their job. Since he didn't tell, make sure to be careful about the stones. You make sure to be careful about the stones. Since they didn't do that, some should mean they didn't do it, then they are butter. Now, what if they both did it and it happened anyway? I don't know.
But it shouldn't the guy who holds the pegs and puts it up and down have a better view of the stones?
Well, that's what halakha we pass like that. But there also could be that he's putting up and down, and you don't give him much of it. It's in the ground, and then the guy veers off to the wrong place, and then boom, it breaks. You drove in the wrong. If you drive into the wrong spot, you're going to be not. You're negligent. Also, you have to pay attention to where you're going. You see, the guy driving sees the rocks first.
So you have one guy picking the peg up, the other guy driving.
Correct.
It's not the guy who rents the cow. Two guys who rented from the old...
Right, because this is a case of Delo Shaniba. He didn't change from what he was supposed to do.
This is their job.
This is their job. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Chavero. So a guy sells a cow to his friend. Amarlo, and the cow has the greatest shidduch resume ever. Amarlo, Parazo Nachkonesi. This cow sounds to you, it gores often. Nashkonesi, it bites. Batonesi, it kicks. Rav Tzonis, it squats on things. He does all these terrible things. But in the end, V'haya ba mum echad, v'usnafo ben ha-mumim. Rashi explains that it only had one of these mumim, and he hid it, snafo, he hid it in amongst all the other mumim. Right? So Gemara then says, Hareze mekotos, this is a mekotos. Even though he says there are 20, or 5, or 4 mumim, it only has one, it's a mekotos. Why? Rashi explains, what ended up happening, he told it has mum 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the guy goes and starts looking into it, and he sees it doesn't have mum 1, doesn't have mum 2, doesn't have mum 3, so that, right? V'kasavar hu b'kulam mishaker. So he then assumes that this guy's lying completely, that it has no mumim. He just says it's this, and that the guy has no complaints against him later. But therefore it's a mechatos because the purchaser's assumption was that there is no mum at all. You're just saying they're mumim because you want to make sure, you want to try to get rid of me so that anything happened. So I checked. There aren't any of the mumim, and then it happens to me that there's one. Well, I didn't think there would be that one, because when I went to check, the first four didn't exist either. And it's called a mosif goreya, essentially. But if he says, Ravid has a different shot, that's what Rashi says. The Ravid, it's brought in Shita Megretzes, he says that snuffo is that he hid the small mum amongst these bigger mumim. I mean, it had a small character flaw, but instead of just saying that small character flaw, it mentioned all these big character flaws, which it didn't have.
Like
she
had a
wart. Right, whatever. So, which he didn't have. So he only mentioned these big ones to hide the small one. And the guy's like, well, he never mentioned this one, so therefore it's a mekhel tos.
How do you check this out right away?
You do your diligence. Mumzet,
you call
the inspector. Or you wait, whatever it is. Mumzet, mekhel tos doesn't mean it happened. Mekhel tos is 2 seconds after you bought it. Mekhel tos can be a couple days later also. But if the guy says, mum ze u mum acher, it has this mum and this mum. Ein ze mekhel tos. It says it has one mum, and then it says it has one other mum. Then, if it doesn't have the second mum, but only has one of them, that's a mekhel tos, because...
He
put it out there. That, since he mentioned that one mum separately, he said it has this mum. Oh, it may also have this one, but only mentioned one. I guess then it would not be a mekhel tos because he should have paid attention to look for that and check into it.
Was he hiding it amongst other mumim or not?
That was the first case. The second case is not. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learn a brisa that's similar to this. It's not a brisa that's similar. It's almost the exact same case. Hamocher shifka lechaveiro. Someone sells shifka kananis to his friend. Va'amar lo, and the mocher says lokeach shifka zoz. This she's a shota. She's full, she's nichpeh, she's very sick, I think she has epilepsy, or narcolepsy, I don't know, mishua memes, she's mshuga, v'haya bar mum echad, she only has one of the mumim that he lists, usnafo ben amumim, and he hides it amongst all the other mumim, hareze mechatos, that's a mechatos, because when he went to check, he only didn't find any of these, so we'll assume that there aren't this one either, but mum zeh, mum acher, ain't a mechatos. If he says this mum and that mum, that's not a mechatos, because he mentions that mum, apparently he mentions that mum separately.
One day wouldn't kill him to find out.
I don't understand the question.
All these
moments,
you care about a great girl, and he's not
looking for a marriage here. He's buying somebody to do work for him. Whether she's pretty or has a rich father doesn't make a difference. He's trying to do work here. Actually, obviously, doesn't have a rich father. Otherwise, she won't be a shift. So, Amalei Rav Acha Breide Rabbele Rav Ashi. What happens if he says that the cow is this woman, has this woman, has this woman? Turns out it has all the mumim. So what's the story? Meaning, I guess, do we say, right, Rashi says, but the buyer is only makbid on one. And he went and he complained, I thought, I thought you were just saying it has some things, and it has no. Like when you said all these things, I assumed that it doesn't have everything. You're just throwing everything out, right? The Iliadati Shazeb Ba Lo Hayisi Locha. And but had I known that this one was actually the case, I never would have bought it. So my, what's the halacha? The Gemara says, Amale Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi Hachi Armina Mishmei Derava Hayuba Kol Mum Halalu. If he mentions all the mumim. And it has all the mumim, and it's a mekhel tos. That's not a mekhel tos. Because you did your diligence. Once you did your diligence, you would have found out. It has this one. It has that one.
He put it out there.
He put it out. But if the other case, he put it out there also. But he put it out, and he was over-expansive. That's why it became a mekhel tos. Exactly here, it's not. So it's not. The guy basically said, because Havamina was, as Rashi says, Havamina was, that, the guy says he has a whole litany of mumim. He's just saying it to get me off, so I won't have any tyromas on him. I never really thought it has these things. Or maybe it has one or two of them, but it definitely doesn't have the one that I'm concerned about. Turns out it does have the one he's concerned about, but still, it's not a mechel tos, because like you said, he put it all out there. Okay, next Mishnah. Mishnah now. Very, very hard. Now you do your diligence. Everyone does. You have to do your diligence. Look into things. Okay, the Mishnah is here dealing with somebody who rents a donkey in order to use it for... To carry. So he rents the donkey, and this guy, what he does is he increases the load. But he doesn't necessarily increase the weight. It's also a concern of increasing volume. Okay? It was the volume. That's going to be the issue. It wasn't, okay. Sorry, that was a good one.
I missed that. It
was the volume. Okay, good. All right. So the guy rents the cow. The donkey is going. And that's the problem.
He's
exactly the same. The problem is that it is a volume. So the Chachamim said that a typical donkey carries a lesech of chitim. A lesech of chitim is 15 saw, which is half a core. That's what the donkey carries. That is what it can carry. That's the volume.
Yeah.
Right? And therefore, that's the volume, a lesech. But a lesech of items, the weight changes depending on the item. But it's just a volume, how much it can fit into the container. Okay? Now, a volume of metal, so a lesech of metal, is worth, again, lesech is not a category of weight, it's a category of volume. So metal would be more heavy than wheat, and wheat is heavier than sorim. So hasocher es hachamor lahavi alechitim. A guy rents a donkey to use it to transport his wheat. And in the end, vehevi aleh seorim, he put more seorim on it. So he's supposed to be a lesech, right? He's supposed to bring a lesech of, which we said is 15 saw of wheat. And he will put seorim, which is a lighter, but apparently he adds 3 kabin of seorim above the lesech. So the Mishnah says, he's chayev. It's going to be a machlokas about a Rava, how to explain the Mishnah. It seems that even though we pass in like Rava, we explained the Mishnah and Rashi, and all partially explained the Mishnah like a baye, because the lashon of the Mishnah is more like a baye, but we end up changing the lashon and passing like Rava. But so it happens here again. So he has the chitin, a lesech of chitin. He puts on a lesech plus 3 kabim of seorim, and the donkey gets damaged. He's chayev because he increased the volume, because the volume is an issue also. Now, if he rents it to put on a tefuah, he wants to put on tefuah. And then behavior at Tevin. And then he puts on Tevin, which I guess is also lighter than
strong.
Right, which is lighter than the grain. He is still chayev. Even though that, you know, it weighs less, and putting on 3 kabin of Tevin is less than putting on 3 kabin of wheat, nevertheless you increase the volume, and that creates a chayev. And he says, why? Mipnei, which we've been saying all along, Mipnei she'nefach kosher kemasoi, because the volume is just as difficult for the animal as the weight. Bulk is just as difficult for the weight. I guess it maybe gets tipsy, it can't balance itself. For whatever reason, that's what the Mishnah says. Fine. Lahavi lesech chitin, if he contracted it to bring a lesech of chitin. Again, we said a lesech was 15 saw, which is half a core. And hevi lesech seorin, and he brings a lesech of seorin, he is pater. He is pater because he brought the same volume. It's the same volume. But the imosif al masoi, but if he increases the volume, he would be chayiv. The kama yosif al masoi chayiv, and how much would he have to add so that this increase of volume, again, we're now explaining like a bayah, you'll see that this increase of volume would cause the damage. Sumchus omer mishnah v'meir sa'ol gamal. It has to be 1 sa for a gamal, which is 1/15 of a lesech. Ushlosha kabin lachamor, and 3 kabin to a chamor, which is, I think, which is 1 sah, which would be 1/30. 1/30%, you know, brings 1/30 more of what he has. That would create a problem on a donkey.
I'm sorry. When he increases the volume, is he also increasing the weight?
No, he's increasing the weight, but not by a substantial amount.
But
not
it's lighter.
Because remember, everything he's increasing the weight with is something that's lighter than what he already has on. So if he only increases the volume by a certain amount, that still is an issue. So Itmar, now we're going to learn Abaye and Rava have machlokas and how to interpret the Mishnah. Abaye Amar kasha kemasoi tanan. Like our Mishnah said that the volume is as difficult as the weight. Bulk is as difficult as the weight. The Rava Amar kasha limasoi tanan. That volume is difficult for the weight, meaning the nefach, like you're saying, the nefach can add, if you add volume, at a certain point, it becomes too heavy for the animal, and that will create the problem. So he has a different girsa in our Mishnah. So Abaye says, kasha kemasoi nif tnan. Not kasha kemasoi tnan, it's as difficult as the weight. That's what it says in our Mishnah, and he explains it's nifcha kitikla. Nifcha kitikla. What does that mean? Rashi says, Nifka Ketikla, 3rd wider line. nifch on the bottom, nifch katikla, nefach, volume, kosher kimishkal. It's as difficult as the weight. Hoel vin nifchon shove, harehu kimishkal shove. Because if they're the same, he says, hoel vin nifchon shove, if it, the same volume would equal the same weight. Somehow the animal can adjust to volume the same way it can adjust to weight. So that's.
It's all about the center of gravity.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So, and then the. Sorry?
I'm sorry. Wouldn't weight be more of a stress on the animal?
According to Abaye, weight and volume create an equal amount of stress for the animal. Right? And therefore, e mosif shlosa kabin, if he adds the volume of three kabin, that would create a chiyuv. Then he was chayev. Rava says like Yuyoni, Rava amar, kasha l'masoitnan. Volume is difficult for the weight, which means tikla ki tikla. What does that mean, Rashi says? Eino chayev, I keep going down to Rashi, eino chayev, I missed it. He says kasha l'masoit. Right, that's what he just says. Kasha l'masoi. Im hishve kovet, go up one, kasha l'masoi. Im hishve kovet ha-se'orim ve-kovet ha-chitin. If he made the weight of the se'orim equal to the weight of the chitin. Kegon shehosif se'or shlema al-lesech. Harei harbe ha-nefer. Basically he's saying that 16 sa' of barley is as heavy as 15 sa' of wheat. That's a given. V'rov ha-nefer kasha l'masoi. Then, adding extra volume, once you get to an equal weight, that makes it more difficult. That would cause the damage. Once, first you have to have equivalent weight. Once you have equivalent weight, and then you increase the volume, that will create a problem, according to Rava, which is more in line of your thinking. He says, tikla ke tikla. He says, eino chayiv ad she yishve kovet ha-si'or me-kovet ha-chitin. T'lahavi nefach zeh tof sefes. It has to be equal weight, and then when you add volume, that's an increase. Aval nefach shave u-mishkal chaser. But if it's, like you're saying, if the volume is equal, but one weight is less, lo armina nefach ha-shave harei u-kimishkal v'lichayiv et osefes ha-shol shakabit. Now we don't say that increasing the volume is going to create an issue for the animal. The question is whether the volume itself is an issue or the increased volume on equal weight is the issue. So now we're going to ask kashas. We learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah
said.
Rava's position is once I have things that are equal weight and then I add on an additional amount of volume. Right? So I have 15, we said 15 saw is what a donkey could carry. And you added on 15 saw of chita. You added 16 saw of ches lechita. So now it's equivalent weight. And then you added more volume, that creates the problem.
Yeah, more volume is also more weight.
But only up to it, but not so, a little bit is not. It has to be three carbon worth to create the issue. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, if the guy rents the donkey, lahavi lesech chitin, to bring a lesech, which again we said is 15 saw, which is chatzikor of wheat, the hevi lesach saorin, and he puts on 15 saw of saorin, and it dies, he's putter, that's what Mishnah says. But the Mishnah says, im hosif al masa'o, if he added to its masa'o, to what he's carrying, chayiv, then he's chayiv. So my love is not the kavana of the Mishnah to say that if he add shloshas kabin, he added three kabin, and that's just not a tremendous increase in weight, that's just an increase in the volume, and therefore he would be chayiv. And that would be a difficulty on Rava, because here we're saying Abaye, that it's the increase in the volume that causes the problem. I don't know, so lo, he says lo sa'ah. He added a sa'ah, because remember, a lesech of sa'orin weighs less than a lesech of chita. So in order for him to be chayiv, he had to add shlosha kabin to increase the volume. So Rava says, no, the kavanah of the Mishnah is not that he added a small amount of shlosha kabin, he added a sa'ah. He added a sa'al sa'orin. So instead of 15 sa'al of chitin, he added to make it 16 sa'al sa'orin. Now he has equal weight, so now if you add the shlosha kabin, you would have a problem, because that extra volume on top of the equal weight is what causes the problem. That's basically a story. Yeah, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. Okay.
Literally.
Yeah. V'ha'ala ketani. So the Gemara says, wait. V'ha'ala ketani. Didn't we say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, at the end of the Mishnah says, v'kama yosif al masa'o v'yechayev. How much does he have to add onto the burden that he's carrying in order to be chayev? Sukhos omer mishumer meyer sol gamal. As long as you only add three kabin. In other words, you had a nefach of chita, instead you put on a nefach of se'or, the Mishnah then says, if you put on shlosha kabin, that's what creates the chiyuv. Even though that doesn't weigh, it's not equal weight. Because you didn't get, the se'or that you're carrying now still weighs less than the chita you would have carried, but if you had the same volume, plus three kabin, creates the chiyuv. That's a kasha on Rava, because it's only according to Abaye who says the excess and the volume creates an issue. So the Gemara says, no.
Why do they add a gamal to the case? The Mishnah is talking about a chamor.
Because it's not talking about the Mishnah. It's bringing an independent statement from Sumchus. Right? Sumchus Omer, v'ha'alah katani, on this Mishnah, it says, kama Yosef al maso v'yechayev, how much would it be? If you rented a gamal, you would have to add a sa'ah. If you rented a chamor, it would be shlosha kabin, which I think is half a saw. V'ha'ala katani. Right, so we said that. So the Gemara answers, no. Hachika Amar. This is how you have to explain the Mishnah. Hecha de Loshani. Rava says, no. The second part of the Mishnah is not a continuation. It's basically a case where you didn't change. I rented a donkey to put on wheat. Or I rented a donkey to put on sorin. How much extra weight, if I put on from what I was supposed to put on, would cause me to be chayiv? Yestam, he's supposed to put a lesach. How much more than a lesach is too much? Lesach is the volume. How much a lesach weighs? So if I say lesach is of seorim, let's say it weighs 10 pounds, and a lesach of chitin weighs 15 pounds, the math is off, I'm sorry. But if how much more would I put on, would that cause a chiyuv? V'hachkamer hechid loshani chitin, v'hevi chitin, seorim v'hevi chitin, seorim, he rented to carry chitin, he brought chitin, seorim, he brought seorim. Kama Yosef amasov v'yechayiv, how much if he increases on what he was contracted to do, would he be chayiv? Some chazom rishon remeir sala gamal, meaning that each gamal could carry an extra saw and a shlosha kabin chamor, and each donkey could carry an extra half a saw of that. But it's not explaining the case of increasing volume. It's a case where you didn't warrant mishana. So now the Gemara is going to ask kasha on Abaye. Tashma. Okay, we have a brisa. Someone rents a donkey lehevi lesech chitin to bring a lesech of chitin, which is 15 saw. Again, that's a volume measurement. The heavy at the end, he brought sheishes rei seorim. He brought 16 sa'ah of seorim, which is one sa'ah more than chita, but 16 seorim is equal weight to 15 of chita. So there, the Gemara says that you're chayev. It says you're chayev. Chayev right away. So Gemara asks, wait a second, ha shloshes, you're chayev if you add to the volume, I guess you're chayev, ha, but shlosha kabin putter. You're only chayev if you added an extra sa'ah of sa'orin. Because now you got them to the equal weight. Now you add in the weight. But had you added only added shlosha kabin, and you only added three kabin, you'll be putter. Because that does not increase the weight to make it equal to the chita. I think 16 sa'ah of sa'orin has to be a little bit more than 15 sa'ah of chita. Because otherwise, why are you chayev? It's the same volume, the same weight. But here he's saying that... But the Mishnah is before... Not, this question is not talking about volume. It's talking about weight. If it was only talking about volume, why would you have to increase it to the point where the sa'orim weigh more than the chita? Just adding three kabim over the lesech, over the volume, would create a chiyuv, according to Abaye. Because he's not concerned with the weight. So Tirgama Abaye, Abaye answers, b'michikasa. He says b'michikasa. So Rashi quotes something, and he says anishamati seorim sheitliu. There are worms in there. V'chein b'perish chuvas agonim. That's what the agonim say. It's worms. Valadi kashali. Does that make a difference to me? I don't know what madli hitliu, madli lo hitliu. If they're worms or not, he said lesach is a lesach is a lesach. What's the difference? So I'm trying to understand.
He's heavier for the
I don't know. So he says. So he says v'dirali. So there are different ways to measure, apparently, different ways to measure volume. You can measure volume as what's called mechukos, which is you fill up the receptacle without any overflow. Okay? Then there's tefufos. Sorry. Mechukos is like erased. So that means you fill it up and then you clear off the top. Completely clear off the top, and it's smooth on the top. It's machuk on the top. Okay, I'm going to read Rashi. I'm not reading the article. I'm reading Rashi. So that's the machukos. The second one is tefufos. Rashi says that you fill up the utensil all the way, and you don't clear off the top, but you didn't pile it. You just put it on and made it nice and, you know, pretty.
This is a very simple
thing. Right. A teaspoon. So machukos is a level teaspoon. Tefufos is a teaspoon. And then the top one is gedushos, which is a heaping teaspoon, which is all the way, everything you pile it up on top. So he says, we're talking about over here, that b'mechikasa, that you brought 16 sa mechukos without anything extra. And apparently, according to Abaye, the 16 sa mechukos, that's the same weight as shlosha kabin. So all you're doing is increasing the volume by 3 kabin, you're not increasing the weight, so it's not a kasha on Abaye. I don't know how that measurement works out, that just that heaping pile, that pile on top that is so, it weighs so much, it's almost like half of what it's...
It's over the edge.
I know, but it's only excess. So if I have a cup and it's filled over here, and I smooth it, that's half a kav. But if I have a heaping pile, that's another half a kav. I guess so. That's what he's saying. Well, okay. So that's why it's not a question, because the Mishnah, that Bryce is talking about only increasing the volume 3 kavin. And the reason why this Gemara, in my mind, is very difficult is because the Metzius is very difficult to understand. I understand the words. Why? Like he said, let's see, the center of gravity. But the center of gravity gets off. Why are you not focusing at all on weight of body? Why are you only focusing on the volume?
Because it changes how the animal walks.
And Rava says it doesn't? Like,
yeah.
So what's the machlokas?
Yeah.
It's a Metzius issue?
Yeah.
You can't have a Metzius issue.
Why not?
You're not have machlokas and Metzius, because then you can just check. Okay, so that's why I'm having problems with it. I don't understand what the Metzius is. So Tana Rabbanan, I mean, maybe you could say that, yeah, the change, I don't know, I'm not going to say. Okay,
maybe different places, there are different
Metzius. I don't want to say that either.
Or use your example over here. If it's straight up, it's a different...
I understand each one's individual logic. But what are they arguing about? How can they argue if one person's arguing what the Metzius is on the donkey, one person's arguing that this is the Metzius on the donkey, that gives me pause. Whether it's a machlokas about Metzius. But something about Metzius is something that the eye can see, that it's something you should do, you know, just do empirical investigation, you can figure it out.
But sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So
maybe.
There's your case.
Maybe.
That it doesn't necessarily mean that one is going to cause the next.
So the question, halakhli, is which one does halakha view as the one that makes the cause? Right, that's how you have to answer. Okay.
Exactly.
Tana Rabbanan, now that the Brisa brings a certain things, Tana Rabbanan, kav l'kataf, the typical shear that a person, a shoulder, can carry is a kav. That's what a person can carry. So if, sorry, I think that's the extra. If you add a kav, is that what it's saying?
Yeah.
Kav have tosefes la'adam hanosei b'katef v'chayev hamosef b'kukulo. If you add a kav to what the guy is, you know, the guy usually carries as much as he can. If you add a kav, then whoever the guy who's adding it is at fault. Adriv le'areva. That riv is a lesser, Rashi says. So if you add an ariv to a small boat, I'll call it like a rowboat, that will cause the damage. A core, which is, I think, 2 lesachs. Right, a core is for a svina, which is a mid-level boat. That's too much excess for a mid-level boat. And shlosh is korim liburni gedola. And 3 korim is too much excess for a large ship. So Mar says, kav l'kataf. The kav, if you add a kav, it's too much. So he goes, v'im isa delo matzibe bar dasu l'shadye. Amazing. The guy's carrying, and someone else comes and says, no, you carry a little more and put it on. You're putting it on a human, he knows he's a bardas. He says, no, it's too heavy, put it down. But the fact that he's trying to carry it now, he should be at fault for being a fool, for trying to be too macho, to carry more than he can handle.
He only knows when it's too heavy when he picks it up. He doesn't know the force.
So the Gemara then says, so Amar Abaye, b'shechav atola alter. He drops immediately. He's walking along, and then the guy puts it on. He doesn't have time to figure out what's too heavy or not. He goes down. He went down right away, and everything got damaged. That's one answer. Rava Amar, afilu teimu b'lochav atola alter. Even if he doesn't go down right away. Lo tzricha el agra yisera. What they're talking about over here is, I guess, he wants to make more money, right? It's la'agra yisera, which means that the guy can now claim, he's not going down. He says, the typical thing is to do what I'm carrying. When you add this amount more, now you have to pay me more. Because he can carry it, but now this means I can claim more because I'm carrying more than what's the stam, boilerplate contract. Ravashi Amar, Rashi says, no, who savor chusha hu dinakud lei. Something over here was the fact that the only it's not because he can't carry it. He thought that maybe he was, that when the guy put the extra weight on it for those first moments, he felt a little weak. He said, I'll get my stamina back, get my strength back. And then he goes down. So it's not like, hey, that's... But not the next morning. This is as you're carrying it. The next morning, then you completed the task. This is what happens when he's doing it. So he didn't think that the extra would end up falling off, and therefore he didn't take it off. The reason, as I was saying, is the question, we're just questioning why didn't this guy take off the extra excess burden when it was on him, and then it caused that. So answer number one is Yoni says, because he went down right away. Answer number two is that he did complete the task. He just wants more money for it. Answer number three is he didn't take it off right away because he was like, oh, I'm just feeling a little weak. I'll be okay as I go, and then he falls. But you, who added the extra onto him, are the ones that fall because you should have put it on. Okay, then the Brisa continued, Kor l'sfina, for the sfina, which we said was the middle sized boat. If you put more than a core of what was supposed to be in there, then you're a chayev. So, Kor l'sfina, Amara papa shmamina, you learn from here, stam sfinos bar tlasin korin. That you learn from here that the stam sfina is supposed to carry 30 korin. Because remember, we said here that the extra weight somehow is 1/30. Everything is apparently 1/30. So if 1/30 is too much for the boat, the stam boat should be carrying 30 korin. That's the stam boat should be. Well, my nafkamina lebekachomemkar for sailing. If I want to buy a sfina from you, it should, and it doesn't contain storage space for 30 saw, then it was too small and didn't buy a sfina. That means then it goes down to an adriv, I guess. But for mekachomemkar,
huh?
It will cause the boat to sink. It's too much for the boat to handle. It will cause damage. Okay. And now that between that mission and the Gemara, I found very difficult. Next.
It might not sink. It might just sit too low in the water.
Still on the water, cause damage. Whatever damage you cause, it will cause damage. It will break the boat somehow.
How many refugees do these boats transport from Europe to Israel, Palestine, and back and forth? Thousands of people.
You have it all the time now. They capsize all over the place.
Right,
you have these ferry boats. When it says the boat should, its maximum capacity is X, it's not a recommendation. It's a warning.
Same with elevators.
Right, it's a warning. Okay. The Mishnah now is talking about an Uman. An Uman is a contractor who takes an object to work. So what type of level of shmira does he have on the item? So, Kol ha'umanim, all the people who are umanim, all the, Rashi says, kablonim, that are makab maleim, la'asos ha'malacha b'beisein. They do the work in their own house. You go to the store, and he does the work there. He fixes this thing over there. So he says, all the umanim are shomrei sacharim. They are the level of shomer sachar. A shomer sachar, if we remember our shomer, a shomer sachar is more obligated than a shomer chino, because he's chayev for geneva and aveda. They're potter for onsin, but they are chayev for geneva aveda. Why? Because he has profit. He gets profit from the fact that he's holding on to the item. Therefore, holding on to the item is guaranteeing that he's going to get payment. So he has benefit for holding the item. Even though he's not paying for it, but he has benefit. So if he has benefit, he's considered shomer sachar. The kulan, all these umnim sha'amru, who say tol eshelcha vehavei maos, then they become a shomer chinam. The case is, I'm the uman. I complete my job. I say to you, listen, I'm finished. You're here. Come get your item. Pay me later. So I'm not holding the item back for payment. You can take the item anytime you want. So me holding the item does not give me any benefit anymore. So I'm getting, because holding the item, I'm allowing you to take the item without payment. You can pay me later. So therefore, since I don't have any more of the benefit, I drop down to a shomer chinam, and now I would be putter for geneva and aveda. Okay, now a couple more halachas regarding shomrim. Shmor li, guy says, watch for me, my item, v'eshmor l'cha, and I guess I'll watch for you tomorrow. So then you become a shomer sachar, because we're accepting I have benefit. By me watching your item, you're going to watch my item for free, but I get the benefit, so therefore since I'm benefiting from this transaction, I become a shomer sachar. I think it has to be tomorrow, because if you say, the law is, if I say, watch my item now, and I'll watch your item now, and you watch my item now, then that's what's called Baila Vimo. Baila Vimo is a, let's see on that Sadi Dali, there's a Patur. Okay. Next case. Shmor li, I say to you, watch this item for me. The amra lo, hanach lefanai. And you say, just leave it here, put it down. Then you become a shomer chinam, and you only chayev for pshia. But if you say, if you said halach lefanai, but if you said halach lefanecha, leave it by you, and I'll come get it, then you're not a shomer yet, because you didn't accept it into your rishus yet. Okay? Helveo ala mashgon. So I lend you money, either I lend you money or I lend you peros, and I accept from you an item as a collateral. So I become a shomer sachar on the mashkon. We said before, other reasons, because you have the sachar mitzvah, right? It's a fruit of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Yehuda omer, helveo mao shomer chinam. If I lend you money, and machmas the money, and then you gave me a mashkon, I am a shomer chinam on the mashkon, because I'm not really getting any benefit, because you owe me my money. But, helvao peros, but if I lent you peros, and you're going to pay me back money, and then I took a mashkon, I'm a shomer sachar on that mashkon, because the benefit I'm getting is that I'm giving you something that will rot and decay, and you're paying me back with cold hard cash. So that's where I become a shomer sachar, because I'm benefiting. Okay. Abashol Omer. Abashol says, Rashai Adam lehaskir mashkano shel ani lihios posek v'holech alav mipnei shiukemesh v'veda. I am permitted to take the mashkon of a ani, rent it to other people, and take that money to defease the loan, because that is going to be considered kemesh v'veda, because I'm returning a lost object to him, because the ani's lost the money that he borrowed. I'm returning him the lost money. So basically, I rent out his item that I'm holding as collateral. If the Gemara will discuss later than today, but tomorrow the Gemara will talk about and what circumstances you can actually do that, because you have to be careful of ribbis, you have to be careful of what doing over there.
I'm assuming
that's with his permission. I'm not sure. We'll see in the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir. We should say, let's assume that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. And remember, the Torah mentions three shomrim. The Torah mentions shomer chinam, shomer sachar, and a shoah. It doesn't mention a socher. There is a machlokas whether a socher, a renter, has the halachas of shomer chinam, or has the halachas of shomer socher, and afkamina being whether he's chayav for gneva uveda. The Tanya, we have a price that says, socher ketzim mishalim, the renter, how does he pay? Rabbi Meir omer shomer chinam. Rabbi Meir says he's a shomer chinam, and therefore he's part of a gneva uveda. Rabbi Yehuda omer shomer socher, he's a shomer socher. So in our case, what's going on in our case, is that we have this uman. So the Rabbi Meir says that a socher has to pay, it's chayav for gneva veda, because that he's paying for the hana, and for that hana he's accepting upon himself the obligation. Rav Yehuda says he's like a shomer sachar because he is Rav Meir says a shomer chinam. Right, because he's making a payment, and machmas the payment, I said wrong, machmas the payment, that payment is in lieu of the obligation.
It's a socher,
right? It's a socher. We have to extrapolate that into the uman case. Rabbi Yehuda says you're a shomer socher, because bottom line is you're getting the benefit. So the uman also is getting benefit from this. The benefit is that he's certain now that the balabayas will pay him his rent. So, just like the socher is getting benefit, So the uman is getting benefits. So he's sort of comparing the uman to the socher, because he's getting the benefit. He's not a shomer socher. He's not being paid for it. He's getting benefit, and he's getting a benefit from it. So therefore, he's going to be like a socher. And the Mishnah says that he is chayav for gneva veda. So then he is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir, who says he's a shomer chinam. So Gemara says no. A field team Rabbi Meir, saying he's Rabbi Meir, because by hahi hana the kashavik kulei alma ba'ugli today habilu shomer socher. With the hana that he gets, that people are bringing him. That this guy used him as opposed to everybody else, he has that benefit creates for him a chiv of shomer sachar. Same way the shomer sachar is benefiting, right? So too he's benefiting. Mar says ihachi socher nam. Sorry, he becomes a shomer habe ele shomer sachar. So Mar says ihachi. If that's the case, a socher nami, a renter also should be putter for gneva veda. Because not say by he anah the kashavi kuliyami mogli today habe ilah shomer sachar. You say that the socher also with the hana that the guy let him rent it and not anybody else rent it. He's also getting benefit. It's become like a summer socher. So the Gemara says, no, Ella, afilu tamer, Rabbi Meir, say, Rabbi Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, bahi anah, the kayahavle tvei porta, havi le shomer socher. By the fact that the Baal Bais usually gives the money, says, keep the change when he gives it to him, with that hana, he is going to accept upon himself this extra obligation of Shmira, and therefore he'll become like a Shomer Sachar. That's why he's Chayav. The Gemara says, wait a second. Socher Nami, Milo Askin, the Kamashav Leib Tvei Porta. The Socher also, oftentimes the Baal HaBayis will lower the price a little bit. So with that Hanai also, he should become a Shomer Sachar and be Chayav. Why? There's no difference then. So the Gemara says, no. Ella, Afilo Tame Rav Meir, that our Mishnah is like Rav Meir, who said, there's no steer. I mean, Rav Meir will say that a Socher is like a Shomer Chinam, but in this case, the Socher is like a Shomer Chinam, in this case, the Uman is going to be treated like a Shomer Sachar, because, by Hiyana, the Tafis Le Agre, the low boy Lemeil Mafik Azuze, Have La Shomer Sachar. So we said before, the fact that he's holding on to the item, and holding on to the item guarantees him to getting payment, so that benefit is enough to create him into a Shomer Sachar. Ibais Emo, or we can say, Kidamachlif, switch the Shitas, Kidamachlif Rav Baravua, Vitani Socher, Ketsa Mashalam, and he has the price as reads as follows. So the Socher, how does he pay Rav Meir Omer Kashomer Sachar? Rav Meir says he's like a Shomer Sachar, and Rav Yehuda says like a Shomer Chinam. So that, why don't we then ask, why is it not the Mishnah not like Rav Yehuda? Because we want our Mishnayas to line up with Rav Meir, because Stam Mishnah's Rav Meir, everything goes through Rav Meir. Okay, well, it was a little difficult, we'll stop here. 4 or 5 lines in the bottom. Have a good day.